The Great Test versus The Great Reset by O-Believers. August 25, 2021. The following article will point out why people were pressured or forced to take the death shot, aka the jab. Multiple sources are reporting that the criminals have sprayed spike protein over cities around the world to trigger the first hoax, that is COVID-19 virus. Next, they were able to trigger the second hoax, that is a jab vaccine is required to stop the first hoax, hence a mega satanic and fake pandemic has been unleashed against mankind across the globe. Please note, via the jab they want to hit their main target, that is Satan's favorite goal, is to alter God's creation using GMO biological technology. Therefore, satanic corporations can own mankind as patented transhuman properties, or can kill people remotely when it's needed. Fear was always the key to activate fake pandemics. Here are some of the, afraid, reasons to know why people fell into the hoax of taking the jab. And yes, the following, afraid, reasons were all exploited by the criminals, in order to enforce their control/genocide against mankind. Apparently, too many people couldn't resist the amount of manufactured fear and hype put together for multiple factors, including but not limited to the influence of fake media news channels, the Facebook and Twitter CIA's platforms, the FDA Incorporated, WHO Incorporated, and United Nations Incorporated, all had a big impact on people's daily life, decision, and conscience around the globe. For example, the fake news channels that is owned by Wall Street criminals cartel were the first line of enemy combatant against mankind, bombarding every one of us using fabricated fake news and images, scripted propaganda, enforced and pushed by the CIA and the FBI agencies. So, here is a list of why people might took the jab, or forced under certain circumstances/pressure to take the jab. People are afraid to die from a virus that no one proved till now it exist. Afraid to lose their job, especially their retirement, pension, or 401k. Afraid to lose their house or their apartment, especially if they've been paying mortgage for a while. Afraid of spouse to leave them or divorce them, hence they will be slave to child support all their life. Afraid of grocery stores since they won't let them buy food unless they are jabbed. Afraid of friends and relatives to not let them come for a visit if they are not jabbed. Afraid to be in the outcast list since jabbed society are showing up their virtue signaling. Afraid of being labeled as bad people or in some cases terrorists if they don't take the jab. Afraid of corporate policies, rules, regulations, terms, and conditions to limit their freedom. Afraid to lose their freedom such as driving, call a taxi, or fly to their favorite destination. Afraid to lose their insurance and their family doctors which will cost them thousands of dollars per month. Afraid to lose their professional license, their careers, their profession, and their livelihood. Afraid to lose their education semester this year, hence losing all their careers and their future. Afraid to lose their kids, family members, father or mother in case they don't take the jab. Afraid of policies and police officers' enforcement which they are being used consciously or unconsciously by satanic forces. Or, afraid to lose their income, hence can't pay their credit card's balance, utilities, bills, loans, and rent which will have bad impact on their credit score. The list can go on and on, we don't know all the, afraid, reasons, but what we know for sure that every single line in the upper list was exploited by the criminals. Hence they were able to carry Klaus Schwab's Great Reset under unprecedented global control. Note how the list doesn't state I believe in science, because if anyone read the science behind the death shot, they wouldn't consent and sign in to take the jab. So, if someone took it because he or she believes in science statement, rest assured that the word science is being used to justify their fear. Yes. Fear is part of mankind and it can be exploited by war criminals. Those criminals must be brought to justice under the public law courts, not a maritime, sea, or air jurisdiction courts. We the people live under the public law, hence the land and soil jurisdiction and public law courts should host those criminals. If you read the reasons again, you will find a pattern, that is no self-sustain was allowed for mankind to survive criminals' exploitation. A satanic trap was carefully engineered through decades and maybe centuries, by the bankers' criminals' cartel, by satanic families only God knows them, controlling this world since centuries under different names, defrauding people around the globe. We've got to be brave and expose those criminals through peaceful manners, proper education and knowledge, faith in God, praying, lawful standing, and hard work every day to expose their nasty satanic tools. This war could not have such wide global effect on people if people were allowed and educated to be free living man, woman standing under the public law, knew their unalienable rights, and have farms for self-sustainability. The spiritual side of this war. All the reasons you've read above meant to test every one of us. And, you might be asking yourself, so how people supposed to make the right decision if they don't have the right information, thereof don't know their rights? Well, they might had it or they might not, frankly, we don't know, and no one capable to know why he or she was selected to play certain role. But what is known for sure, that everyone will be tested to evaluate their spirit, and, they might be used as test to evaluate others' spirit. I pray to God that my role and yours will be merciful, free living man slash woman lawfully and peacefully standing under the public law. I don't know where this mega test is heading, but what I know for sure that this earth was not meant for total mercy or justice. The mercy and justice in my life was a divine continuous miracle from the Lord. Therefore, earth meant to be as hardcore testing platform, which most of the time has no mercy nor justice at all. And, rest assured, nothing will last, all criminals will be brought to either public law courts, or the hereafter justice, including the Klaus Schwab's Great Reset and his cult. With this being said, God indeed created this earth for testing, created heaven for mercy, and rest assured that he created hell for the ultimate justice waiting for every single criminal. Once I understood the functions of each world, earth, heaven, and hell, only then, I was able to understand why this mega testing is taking place, and why it's crucial to be a believer, faithful, strong, and conscious. No one ever will have the capacity to know why such great testing is taking place, especially, at a such large scale across the globe, but what we know for sure, that this world called Earth has a strong and wise creator, we can surrender this matter to him, accept his judgment, wait patiently for his orders, ask him for his mercy every moment, and continue our journey as free living man slash woman. Lastly, my mission if you choose to join me, 1, say big no to the death shot, 2, be aware of what is going around you, 3, support the weak, 4, support your family and neighbor, 5, stay with the righteous people no matter what, 6, be strong no matter how much the test is being tough, 7, correct your status by reclaiming your name as American free living man slash woman standing under the public law. I already corrected my status. If I meant to die during this heavy mega testing going on, I wanted to make sure I die as free living man, an American standing lawfully and peacefully under the public law, and not a USA incorporated citizen slave ready to be jabbed and slaved forever. And finally, 8, which is most important above them all, keep praying. Bottom line, the earth was meant to be beautiful, attractive, and temporary stage for great test. We are heavily being tested, only the strong and wise will survive. God bless my friends, good luck testing, and all hell is waiting for the COVID-19 Great Reset engineers.